The prime suspect in last week's attack, Osama bin Laden, is believed to be in hiding in Afghanistan. He's protected by the governing Taliban, which evolved from a group of Muslim religious students. NPR's Alex Chadwick has been calling leading journalists in Muslim nations around the world to ask how people in their countries regard the terrorism crisis.
Islam is a faith of powerful appeal. One-fifth of all people in the world are counted as believers. The religion is usually associated with the Middle East and Arabs, but there are large Islamic communities in all parts of the world. We begin in Cairo with Fahmi Hawidi. He's a writer and columnist in Egypt for Al Haram and for the paper Al-Sharq Al-Awsat, which means the Middle East. It's published in London. Are people talking about this in the streets and in the cafes? And if so, what is their reaction? How do they think of it?
I'm afraid at the beginning, the people were their impression that the United States became a victim for the terrorism. And now they are talking about the United States as aggressor, as if the United States is doing the same thing which the terrorists did. They are not sure that any Middle East group can do such attack with this discipline, the qualifications, the imagination. They don't know that if bin Laden can do such a thing or not.
You mean they just don't, they simply don't believe that any Middle Eastern group could carry out this level of terrorism?
Yes.
Tell me, if the United States goes ahead with attacks on Osama bin Laden's camps in Afghanistan or other Afghani targets, what would be the reaction of people in your region, in Cairo, around Cairo, in that part of the Middle East?
It's difficult to accept such an attack. The people will not be happy when they find that the United States is bombing or killing innocent Afghani people, their Muslim brothers. This will raise the anger.
But surely, Mr. Hawidi, people would think that the United States, having suffered thousands and thousands of deaths and an attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon military headquarters, that the United States will have a response.
Yes, should have a response, but the point is, this has not been proved yet. They should act, but superpowers, civilized societies, should act according to justice and fair things. But you should not decide such a major decisions only because people are suspected about such a thing.
In Pakistan, Najam Sethi is editor of an independent national English language weekly, The Friday Times. Mr. Sethi, if the United States should go ahead with attacks on Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan or other targets in Afghanistan, what would be the reaction then?
Much will depend on how the nature of the American intervention in Afghanistan. If it is short and swift and focused, the reaction is likely to be muted. But if it is long drawn out, and if the television screens in Pakistan show horrific scenes, innocent people being killed and all the rest of it, then I'm afraid the likelihood of a violent reaction is quite high.
Over here, it's very hard to understand and to gauge what the support is for someone like Osama bin Laden, what kind of figure he is. What do Pakistanis think of him?
There is a wave of anti-Americanism that has swept Pakistan since the 1990s, when Pakistanis feel that America walked out on them and betrayed a friendship. And at moments like this, it tends to come out. I don't think there is too much love lost for Osama bin Laden, but the fact that the United States has now woken up to what is happening in this region, having left it on its own 10 years ago, that is the sort of attitude people have.
That the United States actually doesn't care much about the region, but now, because of the troubles of terrorism, we're there to see what can be done.
Exactly. They feel that the United States is partly responsible for what has happened over here, because it's these very people that were spawned by the United States to fight the Soviets in the 1980s. And then the U.S. left us, Pakistanis, to deal with them and then walked out. And now the chickens are coming home to roost, not just for Pakistan, but also for the United States.
Najam Sethi is editor of the Friday Times in Lahore, Pakistan. And finally, we spoke this morning with Khalid Al-Maina. He's editor of The Arab News, an English-language daily published in Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states. He's been in the U.S. ever since the attacks last week, but following events at home closely. Mr. Al-Ma'ina, you have been in the United States since the bombing attack. What's your reaction to what you have seen?
Well, it's a reaction of sadness. The media has played a horrific role. We are all upset about what happened as a human being. In fact, my wife cried for 2 days when she saw it. She stopped seeing TV, the planes and everything. A lot of people. Secondly, trying to sort of make Muslims as if they are from another planet. We believe in Moses, we believe in Abraham, we believe in Jesus. In fact, our belief in Jesus, and let me tell this to a lot of Christian listeners, is much more than many Christians. The second thing I would really appreciate is that people not use the word Islamic terrorist and Islamic terror. Terror has no religion. When the IRA kills people, nobody says it's Catholic terror. When the Israelis kill Palestinians, it's not Jewish terror. Terror is terror, be it in the Arab world, or be it in America, or be it somewhere.
I think something that perhaps guides the American coverage of this is that we try to understand Osama bin Laden, try to understand what motivates him, and what we read is that he is a very fundamentalist Muslim who wants to rid the Middle East of Americans and get them out of what he considers Muslim holy places.
Let me tell you, who are writing these things? I think you're believing your own myths. In the First World War, half of Britain and France believed that the Huns, the Germans, were eating children alive. I mean, and this was when there were no TVs and there were no newspapers spread out. Islam is against all forms of violence. If you kill one person, you have killed all humanity. Osama bin Laden, to me, is like the Reverend Jones and David Koresh multiplied 50,000 times over. Nobody said David Koresh was, nobody spoke about his Christian affiliation. To me, Osama bin Laden is somebody outside the pale of the law. It is a political thing. I think it stems out of grievance. It stems out of what they perceive as the United States trying to be friendly with regimes in the Arab world that they perceive as not the right regimes. So they hit back at the United States. It has nothing to do with being fundamentalists or Muslims. But again, to sort of, you know, put him within an Islamic framework, I'm sorry to say that's very untrue.
Khalid Al-Ma'ina, editor of the Arab News. We also spoke with Najem Sethi of the Friday Times in Pakistan and Fahmi Hawidi, a writer in Cairo. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News, Washington.